largest wealth and passive income expo in the country is coming to Texas Saturday, February 6th. Join thousands of investors and expert wealth educators. Meet Del Walmsley. Gain one-on-one access to hundreds of industry experts and topics like passive and tax-free income, finding, fixing, and funding single and multifamily investments. Tickets are only $49. Use promo code EXPO. Get $10 off and bring a guest for free. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Your path to retirement in just one day. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code EXPO.
Hi, this is Craig with Fitness Headquarters, and I'm proud to say that we have been Texas family-owned and operated for the past 28 years. With the holidays upon us, I want to let everyone know that we are North Texas' largest Life Fitness dealer and that we are having a massive sale on all their top-quality exercise equipment. Plus, at Fitness Headquarters, we match all online pricing. So search the web, but shop locally where we offer the best price, the best service, and 0% financing as well.
Fitness HQ and Busy Body Store.
Learn a little something at the start of your day. The Mark Davis Show. Mornings 7 to 10 on 660 AM. The Answer.
I am America. One voice, united we stand. I am America. One hope to heal our land. I will not give up on this fight. I will not.
America's liberty is under assault and women are rising to the defense. It's time for Ladies Can We Talk on 660 AM The Answer. Common sense talk with women and men about politics and standing up for America. With your host, nationally acclaimed speaker and author, Debbie Georgiatis. Ladies Can We Talk starts now.
Good evening and welcome to Ladies Can We Talk. This is Debbie Georgiatis, and so glad you've tuned in this evening. We're going to have a great Ladies Can We Talk ahead of us, and I will just quickly tell you that we have Heidi Cruz, who is the wife of Vice Presidential Candidate Ted Cruz, on our show this evening and starting in the next segment around 6:15. And I had the great pleasure of spending some time with her over this last week. She and her husband were in Dallas for a few days and getting to know her just a little bit. And I want to tell you a little bit about her right before I bring her on the show at 6:15, but I really was very impressed and want to share with you why. And so in the second hour, we have a gentleman who's running for Texas State Rep named Brian Slayton. He is running in a primary against someone who is an incumbent for House District 2, and Brian's letting be here to talk with us about why he's running and what he sees are the big issues facing Texas. But this starting segment, Ladies Can We Talk. This is the first Ladies Can We Talk of the new year of 2016. I do wish all of you a happy new year, a really exciting and adventurous and a new year filled with progress and things that we need in your lives and things you need in your lives. So, but what I want to do in this first segment, which I do every week on Ladies Can We Talk, I try in the first segment to talk about one thing or one issue or theme that relates to Speaking Up for America. And this is my Speak Up for America segment. And I want to start by telling you that the website for Ladies Can We Talk has been greatly updated. It is a website for this show and really for all of the activities of Ladies Can We Talk is ladiescanwetalk.org. And at that website, you will see regular updates of videos, talking points on the subjects and issues facing America. You'll see commentary about important issues, important events that happen. It is really a go-to website. I encourage not just women, but everyone to go to Ladies Can We Talk to look for the talking points and the discussion of the important issues facing America. As everyone listening to this show obviously knows, this is an election year. And before the year is out, we will have chosen the next president of the United States in the end of 2016. And given everything that's facing America, things that are happening in America, this election could not be of greater consequence. We have so many challenges facing our country. And so being involved in the election, being A good citizen, a good patriot, a good voter includes understanding the issues that we are facing. It includes understanding the candidates who are running for president and really responsibly taking charge of running this country. That's what voters do. We ultimately are the ones deciding America's future by the decisions we make at the polling place. So I urge you to go to ladiescanwetalk.org at least weekly, maybe daily. We put new things up all the time. But in this Speak Up for America segment, I want to just run through my kind of theme for the day relates to the theme really for the year for Ladies Can We Talk. And the theme for Ladies Can We Talk and in my speeches I do all over the country and my radio shows and my appearances on Fox News Radio, I'm on this idea that it is vital that the American electorate learn again what America is. We, the American people, have to reclaim the identity of America, and we have to, once we understand it better, we have to embrace it and fight for it. Because really, at the core in this election 2016, it's all about what kind of country America is. What is the identity of America? It has been very blurred and lost over the last 7 years. And will be even more so in this election year. So it's really important to think about what are all the reasons America's great and vote to hold on to those reasons. Well, one thing I want to hit on in this Speak Up for America segment has to do with demanding truth. And demanding and listening to our candidates and elected officials as they give speeches, demand from them that they speak truth, that they don't continue to perpetuate things that are not true. And so I'm going to hit three of those in this little segment, this opening segment. But the other introductory thing I wanted to mention to you was, and if some of you missed this, I'm going to bring you up to speed on something that I think is just truly astonishing. But Gallup does a poll once a year, and it asks some series of people in America, you know, who you see as the most admired woman in America. Now, you know, there are a lot of people who could be chosen, but I'm telling you this to say Hillary Clinton was chosen as the most admired woman in America by, she got the most votes, so I guess that means she wins this particular Gallup poll. Now, she only got 13% of the vote, which is not all that stellar, but she's won this most admired woman for 20 years. Not 20 years in a row, but 20 times she has won. So this made me think again about an idea that we talked about last year, and I've decided to implement it starting now. Ladies Can We Talk is going to, on a monthly basis, honor an outstanding American woman. And the reason why I'm so inspired now is what we have shared with you on the show in the past, what we will share with you later in the show again tonight about Hillary Clinton's character, about what she actually has done in her life, what she stands for, the kinds of things she has done, which are simply so anti-American, so antithetical to the kind of character anyone should admire. And the fact that she wins it is really just a reflection of the fact there aren't enough people lauding, honoring, and holding up real women of virtue. Real women worthy of being admired. And so on Ladies Can We Talk, we'll do a formal presentation of it next week, but our January 2016 Outstanding American Woman is someone who's been on this show with us before, and she is named Dr. Carol Swain. She is a professor at Vanderbilt. I will tell you more of her story next week, but she is someone who's actually had to fight the battle in life to stand up bravely for what's true and right against politically correct forces at Vanderbilt who tried to shut her down, against a bunch of spoiled liberal college students who don't think she should get to teach and say what she thinks. This is a woman who has been brave in her life in ways Hillary Clinton's never even had to consider. So Dr. Carol Swain is our Ladies Can We Talk Outstanding American Woman for January. We're going to have one a month. We're going to announce it the first Sunday of every month because I really think all of us should take more time thinking about what is it we do honor. Dr. Carol Swain was one who grew up in conditions of poverty so indescribable you wouldn't believe someone could emerge from that childhood and become an Ivy League educated lawyer, a law professor, a writer. So we'll talk more about her next week, but this Gallup poll that chose Hillary as the most admired woman really caused me to think, We need to do something about that and find people who deserve to be admired. Well, in this Speak Up for America segment, I said my subject is truth and demanding truth. I'm going to run through three things or four that I really urge you in this election cycle, all of 2016. If you hear candidates say this, I want to have a little bell go off in your head and realize, wait, that person is lying to me. Okay, the first one is that you'll hear people on the left claim that 97% of the world's climatologists or of scientists agree that disastrous man-made global climate change is real. Okay, we've been over this in the show many times, but now there's a new peer-reviewed study proving that that is a complete lie, using the exact same data, the exact same set of papers that the previous person who put out that lie used. And when an actual peer reviewed, many people looked at it and studied it, the percentage is not even 1% of actual scientists who agree that man-made global climate change is happening, disastrous climate change is happening. So every time, and I'll urge you to go to the Ladies Can We Talk Facebook page, or go to the ladiescanwetalk.org website. We have data up there. We have actual links to real scientists talking about this. And the reason this matters, I always tell you, I'll tell you why things matter, because climate change is a bludgeon, a tool used by the left to take control of many, many aspects of American life, because people think, well, I'm not a scientist. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't argue. I guess I'll just surrender. And the left is using this man-made global climate change hoax to convince more and more people to surrender their liberty, to agree to massive wealth redistribution internationally, to surrender their liberty. That's what the climate change movement is all about. And we have more on that later, but I'm going to touch on that's the first thing. If you hear that, recognize you're being lied to by a politician. Another one, the American leftist commonly uses the mantra that women only earn 77 cents on the dollar compared to men, as we've discussed on the show many times and posted on ladiescanwetalk.org and on Ladies Can We Talk Facebook page. That is another lie. And the left uses this lie to make women feel like victims and then to cause women who feel like victims to happily surrender to more government control over our free market economy, more policies the left thinks up to try to control businesses. This is a lie the left uses to make women feel like victims. And women out there, and men, but women, we are not victims. We should be insulted to have the left center its entire messaging to women on the premise that you're a bunch of victims. We're not victims. The 77 cents on the dollar is a lie. There are many, many studies that prove this. Economics professors will tell you it's a lie. And so we need to say, when you hear politicians say that, just say, wait a minute, I'm tired of you lying to us, and I don't want to hear any policies you thought up based on that lie. A whole nother one I want to mention, then we got to go to our break here, but there has been a very, very determined effort of the American left especially in the last 7 years, to present America as a truly, deeply racist society where the police are so brutal and harsh and unfair and unfairly picking on African-American citizens of America. And again, go to ladiescanwetalk.org, go to the Ladies Can We Talk Facebook page. There was a big study by the Washington Post of all police interactions with black citizens versus white citizens over the last, I don't remember how many years, 5 years, I think it was. And a National Review study that interpreted all the data Washington Post came up with. And the bottom line is that the data show that, and this is again a study by the Washington Post, a liberal organization, data show that it is not statistically true. It is a statistical lie that police officers unfairly target black Americans. It's a lie. Now, are there individual police officers who do things that are very wrong and should be prosecuted? Of course. We don't have a perfect society. But this systemic, widespread, you know, this picture the left tries to paint of a systemic, widespread, angry society where blacks are endlessly the victims, this is not true. And it matters what is true. So that is the culmination or the summary of my Ladies Can We Talk Speak Up for America segment today. Facts matter. Truth matters. It matters if you know the truth and then you don't get duped by the politicians trying to trick you. Okay, I'm going to segue quickly then and tell you that coming up after our break, we're going to have, I actually met Heidi Cruz several times this week and was able to record an interview with her last night. Now, there's a little bit, I'll just tell you ahead of time, it's a tiny bit echoey, but it's a great interview. She's wonderful. I'll tell you more about her after the interview. So come back after the break to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis for an interview with Heidi Cruz. Can you hear us now? The soul of freedom is crying out.
If you've got questions, we've got answers. 660 AM, The Answer.
A recent poll showed that 85% of Americans say our country is headed in the wrong direction. But did you ever stop to ask yourself, what's the right direction? America needs to reassert the importance of the idea that there is indeed a unique, exceptional, precious American identity. That American identity includes many ideas. Here are just a few. Free markets, earned citizenship, reasserting the self-reliant American spirit, insisting on America's place in leadership in the world, and reasserting American sovereignty, not global UN rule. On Ladies Can We Talk going forward, we are going to provide examples week after week of what the American identity means. Getting America back on track requires that we recognize that while America is a melting pot of backgrounds, our identity must come from the unique American ideals that founded this country. It's the only way America can unite.
Tell me something. How's your back? Do you have neck pain? Hi, I'm Dr. Chad Glines, DC, with Genesis Back and Neck. And I want you to know something. There's help out there for you.
My name is Steve. I had 10 herniated discs in my back, and that's pretty bad. I basically couldn't walk without help. Dr. Chad and spinal decompression saved me. I can't stress that enough. To be mobile again, to have freedom of movement, is pretty much a miracle for me. And I'm so grateful to Genesis Back and Neck.
That just blesses me to hear that. Imagine, no addictive drugs, no invasive surgery. Spinal decompression is safe. It's FDA cleared. It's not painful, and it has a huge success rate. At Genesis, we accept most major insurances, and your first visit will be at no charge. Please stop hurting and call me. 817-328-1922. That's 817-328-1922. Or online at genesisback.com.
Non attorney spokesperson. The Sentinel Group with principal office in Temecula, California is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention. If you or a loved one took Xarelto or Pradaxa and experienced a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to cash compensation. Call 800-341-0345 now. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescription blood thinners used to reduce the risk of blood clots and stroke. Dangerous side effects have been discovered, which have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call 800-341-0345 now. If you or a loved one took Xarelto or Pradaxa and experienced internal bleeding or were hospitalized for a serious bleeding event, don't be a silent victim. Call 800-341-0345 now to see if you may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim, so call 800-341-0345. 345 now. Lines are open 24/7. Call 800-341-0345. That's 800-341-0345. 800-341-0345.
Hi, I'm Dave Trainer of the Window Connection. Hey, did you know that you can save as much as $1,000 a year on your utility costs by just replacing some of the really leaky windows in your house? I'm proud to say that I have customers tell me regularly that they're saving 40% or 30%. Or 25% on their utility bills each and every month. Did you know the Department of Energy tells us that our utility costs will be going up 15% per year for the next 10 years? That's right. You are giving money to the utility company that you will never get back. Great thing about replacement windows is they give you the ability to invest in yourself. You buy the replacement windows, you lower your utility costs, you keep the money in your pocket. One of the greatest things about replacement windows is if I can save you just $100 per month, I can save you over $10,000 over a 10-year period.
Call the Window Connection for an estimate at 972-620-1994. That's 972-620-1994. Or go online to thewindowconnection.net.
660 AM. The Answer.
More of Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiatis, right here on 660 AM The Answer.
Hey there, welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk, and appreciate so much you tuning in tonight. I wanted to mention, over this past week, I was able to spend a little bit of time with Heidi Cruz. I interviewed her last night. I recorded the interview, and we'll play that in just a moment. And, you know, Ladies Can We Talk, we work really hard to get messaging out really about this idea that we Americans have to reclaim the identity of America, and we have to be able to speak up and point out that conservative ideas are better for women. And this is one reason I love that Heidi Cruz is so involved in her husband's campaign. She's traveling with him and speaking because this is an accomplished, brilliant, successful woman in her own right who is supporting her husband, who is mostly a working full-time from home and spend a lot of time with her kids, a kind of a great combination of time she spends with her kids and with her profession. And she's really a great symbol of what the Republican Party stands for about women, that we respect the right of women to be pursue their dreams and to live their lives as they choose. I can't tell how impressed I was with her. And here comes Heidi Cruz. So good evening and welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk. We have with us tonight the wife of Senator Ted Cruz, our Texas senator, who is a GOP presidential candidate. Hello, Heidi.
Hi, Debbie. How are you this evening?
Very well. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thanks so much.
You know, I want to jump in because I know you have a very busy schedule. I love that you campaign so often with Ted. So I just want to jump right into my questions. And one of the biggest things I'd love to hear from you about is, you know, I hear women conservatives just really excited about the idea that you are active on your husband's campaign, and you're such a great picture for Republican women because you're accomplished, educated, successful. It's just a wonderful image of Republican women out there. And so, and you know, you're a managing director at Goldman Sachs and the wealth management. So the first thing I want to get at is the GOP has not done as great a job as we'd like over the years in bringing women around to voting for the GOP candidate. So what do you think about what issues the GOP could focus on, or what can they do to bring more professional women into the GOP voting ranks?
Well, thanks for asking that critically important question, Debbie. As we all know, women are such a critical part of the voting block, and I also believe that women are a huge part of what gets things done in our communities, our businesses, our homes. And so there is no greater honor than to be out campaigning with Ted as a woman, talking both about what I think appeals so much to women with Ted, as well as highlighting what I think this maybe new generation of women can bring to the table in terms of continuing on in the multiple roles that we have in the life that we live. We have had incredible examples in the past of women leaders. And what I have really felt in my generation, and I've been asked questions about this, is that we are able to be wives, mothers, and have careers should we choose. And the thing that I love about the Republican Party is that this is a party of principles, not transactions. This is a party of a coalition party. We have many different views in our party, and that's okay. And we can stick with our principles, work hard to promote our principles as activists and leaders, but we are a coalition party. And I think women need to hear that message from our campaign, from Ted, from the Republican Party. And I know when I've been asked a question about what role I serve and what I should be doing, the question came to me once is, are you a traditional mother? And I said, you know, I'm the emotional center of our home. And so, yes, I believe I am a traditional woman. I love the role that women, that we have. I think it's different than men. But I don't think that it excludes us from being able to choose to have careers in the home or outside the home. You know, the Democrats have done a great job of trying to limit the potential of women. They have created this war on women that is totally fictitious in my view. And I'm going to work hard on this campaign to show women in this country that women's issues are not distinct from men's issues. I think that women care about jobs, growth, and the economy. They care about a better life for their children. They care about having a strong America of protecting us and keeping us safe. They care about defending our constitutional rights, and that's exactly what Ted's running on.
You know, that some of what you're saying is so similar to what we often say on Ladies Can We Talk. I used to have the mantra that all issues are women's issues, and I think that women should find it offensive or bothersome that it seems on the left that the politicians assume there are two or three issues that can utterly sway the women's vote. And it's just, it's demeaning to women to have that. And I love what you're saying about the GOP message, that it really is a message that should embrace and include everyone, should draw everyone in, because it really touches on issues, all the issues touch everyone the same. And I love that you're out there saying that for Ted. Well, you mentioned the war on women. We're talking with Heidi Cruz, the wife of GOP presidential candidate Senator Ted Cruz. You mentioned this war on women, and that was a huge thing in the last election cycle. The Democrats came up with that mantra, and it somehow seemed to stick. So do you think that myth is going to fly this time again?
No, I don't. I think they've lost that debate. I think that women are very open to what we've seen, Debbie, is that the policies of the left have not worked. We've seen that on economics, on social issues. This country is in crisis. And we're in crisis because we've had 8 years of policies of the left, of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Do you know that 9% of the American people agree with Hillary Clinton on the issue of abortion? You know who wants us to campaign on that issue? Is Democrats. You know who never does campaign on that issue? Is Democrats. This is a total myth. The Democrats have lost this battle, and we need to come out with a positive, hopeful, optimistic message for this country, for women, that talks about what the real choices are for women. Let's talk about having, choice in where our kids go to school and when we have kids and how we raise our kids and the social liberties that are endowed upon us by this Constitution, of religious liberty, of freedom of speech. There's so many things to talk about. And the Republican Party is a party of the Constitution, and we are seeing that in this country more now than ever. And the left has trampled all over those liberties, and it has created both economic and social chaos in this country.
That is such a good point. And, this argument about which party seems to be the party of no or the party of repressing people. One issue that I think that women are just not, it's not resonating with women around this country, is the growing effort in Washington by the Democrats to say we are going to somehow cut back on gun rights at a time when people are very, very upset about security. They're concerned about Islamic aggression in America. They're concerned about their safety. It just seems like a tone-deaf message. I know this isn't an issue that we were necessarily going to spend a lot of time on tonight, but I think that message is really not going to resonate with women.
That's right. Well, this is an example of the left using every tragedy in this country to their hopes for political gain, and politicizing truly tragic issues in this country to take away our individual rights and liberties. And by breaking that down, we've seen the chaos that's ensued. The left will never miss an opportunity to try to take away our rights and impose bigger government and more federal control of things that the Constitution clearly spells out are for either individual liberties and rights, or which are endowed by our Creator, or taking power away from the states. And Ted has been our foremost strong voice every time this happens, and has won over and over in the Senate on beating back those overtures by the left. And that is one of the reasons that we need to elect him as president of this country, because he has taken on every battle. There's no other candidate on that debate stage that has taken on every single issue to protect our individual rights and liberties.
Boy, I'm really glad you mentioned that. I think that's really important as this campaign goes forward, for people watching and who intend to vote in the primary in their state, to really watch who's actually fought the battles versus talked about fighting the battles. And that is one thing that a lot of the Ted Cruz supporters will say over and over, is he's been in the trenches and fought the battles, which that's an important thing. At this time in America's history, that we need someone who can do that, I think, for sure. Let me ask you this, though. You're going around the country with your husband on this campaign, and I think it's wonderful. What issues, when you're talking to voters all over the country, are there two or three issues that you seem to hear over and over people bringing up, like, I want to know what you think is on voters' minds.
Yeah, well, I think the primary issue is the economy. When we have a great recession like we had in 2008, it's already been, it's already been 6 years. I just, I guess 8 years. I cannot even believe it's been 8 years. This has gone by quickly for some and all too slowly for others. And the problem is that we have never emerged from a crisis more slowly than this one. We do not need to be 8 years later with interest rates at sub 1%, at economic growth at the slowest rate since World War II. We've never had a slower recovery, and this has hurt the most vulnerable amongst us. This has hurt people coming out of college that haven't been able to get jobs. This has hurt the elderly who are living on their savings, who haven't been able to make the income that they were before. These policies haven't worked, and I think that that's first and foremost on people's minds as we're out there. The second thing is our constitutional liberties. I have never experienced an election where people are more focused on religious liberty, and it's because there are incredibly sad, tangible examples in so many states all over this country of people being persecuted in various ways, of losing their jobs, of losing their businesses, of being jailed for acting as they believe it, which is a right of any religion, Christians included.
Yeah, it is an amazing thing. You know, this, we had recently the case of those bakers in the state of Oregon who were essentially had their business shut down and had to make a very large payment toward plaintiffs in a case involving same-sex marriage, where basically the baker owners weren't trying to tell anyone else what to do. They just wanted to be able to, to practice their religious convictions and decide they didn't want to bake a cake for a same-sex wedding. And that is just, I think that's just a shocking thing that's happening in America, in this country where we always thought religious liberty was very firmly enshrined. It's amazing.
Well, and even, you know, in their own private business, but what about the football coach who was not allowed to pray by himself on the football field? Or about the high school graduate who told that she would be jailed if she mentioned the word God or Jesus Christ in any of her comments as valedictorian of her class. I mean, these are extreme examples that if we would have said this would happen, you know, 20 years ago, we would have been laughed out of the room. These are extreme examples. The Obama administration removing a fire chief for a book that he wrote about the Bible. I mean, it is absolutely extreme in a way that all of us who are going to work every day and trying to raise our families just find shocking when it's brought to our attention. And this country was built on religious freedom. It was built on Judeo-Christian principles, but it was clearly stated in the First Amendment that it is a right to have freedom of religion. And Christians are being persecuted. There are a lot of religions in this country, and everyone should have the right to worship the God that they believe in and as they please.
You know, say for our listeners, we're speaking with Heidi Cruz, the wife of Texas Senator Ted Cruz, a GOP presidential candidate. And I know appreciate you taking time out of your busy campaign schedule. All the cases that Heidi just mentioned relating to religious freedom we've talked about in the show before, I'll tell our listeners again, I will repost them on the Ladies Can We Talk Facebook page, because if you haven't heard about them, they're really good to know about, because it's not just an abstract concern about religious freedom. These are real cases happening in America, and it's a surprising and very negative development for liberty in America. Well, I'm going to let you go here, except one last question, Heidi. I just would love to have you share with our listeners kind of any last thoughts about what our listeners should know about your husband, Ted Cruz.
Yes, and thank you for asking that question. I want to make sure that the listeners on this great show, and by the way, Debbie, thank you for hosting Ladies Can We Talk on Sunday nights. I think this is a terrific way for us all to get together and bind together as women across this country. There are so many issues that unify us, and we are doers, and we are believers, and we are leaders, and we are incredibly influential in our families, communities, and businesses. And so thank you for this opportunity. What I want women on this show and throughout the country to know about Ted is that he is principled, he knows what he believes, he is incredibly articulate about what he believes, and he has the courage to carry out and do exactly what he says that he will do. And I'd encourage you all to listen to what he says, not to what others say about him, but to what he says. Remember back to Ronald Reagan. He was the candidate that Washington and the media loathed. They thought he had no chance. And he put forward basic common sense American values and put strength and conviction behind them. And we turned out the coalition that is this party of women, of men and women in the business class and the working class, the professional classes. We pulled together religions of Catholics and Jews and Christians and young people. We had Democrats that voted for Reagan, and that's what Ted will do in this election. Ted is consistent. He's the only person in this race that has been a consistent, courageous conservative since before he was in politics. And I just ask each and every one of you to study his record and look at what he did before he was in this race. Who has taken on our values, fought for them, and won over and over and over? That's Ted Cruz.
Okay, and Heidi, his website is?
TedCruz.org. TedCruz.org. And I also want to tell you, he's an incredible husband and father. He's fun, he's steady, he's even-tempered. He's a movie buff, he's the most thoughtful husband that I could imagine. He's a loving, easygoing guy, and you'll never see that in the news media, but he has convictions and he'll fight for us.
Heidi Cruz, thank you so very much for calling the Ladies Can We Talk.
Thank you, Debbie. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Have a good evening.
And that's our interview with Heidi Cruz and Ladies Can We Talk. We're going to zip off to a break and come back after the break for a very, very, very short segment. Come on back after our break to Ladies Can We Talk.
Can you hear us now? The soul of freedom. 660 AM The Answer. 660amtheanswer.com.
My book and radio show have the same name, Ladies Can We Talk. The reason I wrote the book, do the radio show, and speak to groups around the country is that I want to inspire people to remember again why America is great. Not just to say that America is great, but to understand why. My job on this show is not only to talk about the issues and events of the day and interview interesting people, but to connect the dots between how we solve today's issues and the impact they'll have on our future. I do this show to persuade listeners that real answers to the challenges we face can only be found by uniting around ideas like American-style liberty, talking less about political labels and identity politics, and more about the uniquely American identity is the only path to greater unity among Americans. This is Debbie Georgiadis. I hope you'll keep tuning in to Ladies Can We Talk every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on 660 a.m. The Answer. We talk truth about America.
The angels from Visiting Angels are standing by to care for the loved ones in your life who need in-home care. If you have a family member or friend who needs assistance at home with hygiene, meals, light housework, errands, or companionship, I hope you'll consider Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. If you know someone who wants to remain independent, these are the people who can help. Rates are surprisingly affordable, and up to 24-hour in-home care is available. You can even select your caregiver before care begins. Franchise opportunities are also available. With more than 500 franchised locations nationwide, there's an office near you. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or online at visitingangels.com. For senior home care from the real-life angels of Visiting Angels, call toll-free 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care at 877-374-LIVE or online at visitingangels.com.
The days go by, the weight goes up, and you're feeling down. Well, forget the struggle. Forget failure, because the most powerful weight loss technology ever is here with Fat Loss VFLV.
This technology is a scientific breakthrough that really works. I'm Dr. Jim. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 pounds in just 40 days? Guaranteed. No cravings, no hunger, no drugs, and no hormones.
Put this number in your phone, 844-801-THIN, or go to fatlossdfw.com and let Fat Loss DFW make your body a fat-burning blast furnace. Get with the program and lose 20 to 40 pounds in just 40 days.
She's right. I've seen people lose 40 or more pounds in just 40 days. Go to fatlossdfw.com.
Schedule a free consultation with my friend, Dr. Jim, at 844-801-THIN. I've lost 36 pounds, and if I can do it, you can too. Call now. It's 844-801-THIN. You're going to look great.
The angels from Visiting Angels are standing by to care for the loved ones in your life who need in-home care. If you have a family member or friend who needs assistance at home with hygiene, meals, light housework, errands, or companionship, I hope you'll consider Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. If you know someone who wants to remain independent, these are the people who can help. Rates are surprisingly affordable, and up to 24-hour in-home care is available. You can even select your caregiver before care begins. Franchise opportunities are also available. With more than 500 franchised locations nationwide, there's an office near you. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or online at visitingangels.com. For senior home care from the real-life angels of Visiting Angels, call toll-free 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care at 877-374-LIVE or online at visitingangels.com.
Hey, 3 hours a day is all I ask. Join me, Sean Hannity, from 2 to 5 each weekday, right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
866-660-5759 is the number to call with your question or comment. Back to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiatis on 660 AM, The Answer.
Hey there, and welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk. Thank you for tuning in. You know, our first two segments went a little long. Do you think you feel like you hear this every week? Our first two segments went a little long. So right now, there's approximately a minute and a half before I should go off to a break again. So, you know, I think I will try to get us back on track and just keep this segment very short. I mentioned previously that I had the opportunity to meet and talk with Heidi Cruz this week. The reason I really wanted to mention that to you and make a point about it is that this election year of 2016... it will race by. It will be filled with many, many political jabs back and forth. It'll be filled with criticisms of, well, so-and-so says this now, but previously he said that, or some other time he did this and he should have done that. It'll be a lot of stuff, and some of it will matter, but there's a lot of pettiness and harshness in campaign seasons, and it can cause us to forget that what the fail to step back and think through the big consequences facing America and recognizing how important the decision is we make for the next president. We currently have a president who is implementing socialist policies while kind of speaking like he kind of likes America and the free markets. We have an actual serious candidate in the Democrat side who is a socialist. And we're going to talk a little bit in the next segment about how You cannot have the abundance and opportunity of America and socialism. It's one or the other. You cannot have freedom of religion in America and accommodate growing demands for accommodation of things like Sharia that are being brought to America's shores via Islam and welcomed to America's shores by the American left. This election is so consequential in a big picture sense of what direction America will go. We've lost our way in foreign policy. We have enemies who are not afraid of us and our friends don't trust us. I wanted to do a segment just talking about President Obama recently having been discovered to have been spying on Israel, formerly recognized as truly one of the closest allies, if not the closest ally in the world America has. We have, as I mentioned in one of the ads on this show, we have 85% of Americans saying the country's on the wrong track. So I urge everyone thinking as we face 2016, all the debates we're going to hear, the presidential debates and the speeches and the interviews on media, keep in mind the big picture of what America is supposed to be and what vision is of America's future is being painted by the various candidates who are trying to earn your vote. On the Democrat side, Bernie Sanders is happy. He admits that's how he identifies, is it, as a socialist. Hillary Clinton doesn't use that word, but it's her policies and ideas and past tell you that she's also a socialist. She just doesn't think it's politically expedient to call herself that. On the right, we have people who have largely gone along with whatever President Obama wanted on his agenda, and have been, people will refer to them as the establishment Republicans. We have some of them running, and we have some outsiders running. And on the outsider list is truly, there are really about two or three left. There's Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Carly Fiorina, and Ben Carson. Those last two, who are both fine people, are not doing very well in the polls. I don't know how long they'll be in the race. But we really are at a place in America where we have to decide as Americans, what is it going to take to get America back on track? And I would say, of those people we are looking at could potentially choose from among, I do think that the ideas and values about America that Ted Cruz articulates, they are the right ideas about America. They're not radical. They're not far right. They're just simply the right ideas of what America is. His campaign has captured the American identity. Now, he may not go very far in this election cycle. I don't know what will happen. But I really urge you, more than just urging a person, I urge you to think about America's future and the amazing fact that in this world, we have the power to shape America's future by the choices we make in the primary and in the general. And it's so important for us to keep our eyes on the big picture of what America is really all about. And actually, on this show, Ladies Can We Talk, we talk at great length regularly about what America is really all about. As I said earlier, for all of 2016, I'm going to be focusing on reclaiming the identity of America, understanding better what America is. This is Debbie Georgiadis and Ladies Can We Talk. We're going to go off to our break and come back and have a quickie segment before the 7 o'clock hour. And after 7 o'clock, we have a candidate for Texas State House, Brian Slayton, joining us after the 7 o'clock break. Come on back after the break to Ladies Can We Talk.
AM The Answer 660 AM The Answer.com.
Poll results make for big news stories, especially in election years. Only 7% of mainstream media self-identify as conservative or Republican. Many in media peddle their liberal agenda as news reporting and then push that agenda by reporting results of their own agenda-driven polling. For example, one recent poll found that a significant majority of Americans support the idea of preventing future jihadist attacks like San Bernardino by temporarily halting Islamic immigration to America. Another poll the same week found that a majority of Americans opposed the idea. The results were shaped by how the question was asked. This is Debbie Georgiadis. Some polls try to shape, not measure, public opinion. Don't let poll results shape your opinions. Trust your thinking and stay informed. And keep tuning in to Ladies Can We Talk on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on 660 a.m. The Answer. We talk truth about America.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-3811. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-3811. 1-800-700-3811.
Is your New Year's resolution to finally lose weight? Want to lose fat in your belly, thighs, hips, or anywhere else? Last year, we sent thousands of free bottles of ProBioSlim, a best-selling non-prescription formula that helps you burn body fat. Due to incredible demand, we're sending more free bottles to ring in the new year. Cover the small cost of shipping and handling and get your free bottle of ProBioSlim. For details, call 1-800-648-1896. ProBioSlim has already helped people just like you turn their weight loss resolution into a weight loss reality. The secret is a concentrated natural ingredient that helps accelerate the fat-burning process more than diet and exercise alone. Hurry for your free bottle. Call 1-800-648-1896. 1-800-648-1896. 1-800-648-1896.
I smoked a lot and quit a lot, but got nowhere. It's hard. Then my daughter was born. Now I have the best reason why to quit in the world. I just need the right how. I want this time to be my last time. That's why I choose Nicoderm CQ.
The Nicoderm CQ patch has unique extended-release technology that helps prevent your urge to smoke all day. Tweet hashtag what's your why at Nicoderm CQ for a chance to win valuable prizes. Use as directed. Behavioral support increases chances of success.
Did you pay a lot for that, quote, top-of-the-line mattress and it's already breaking down and uncomfortable? Time to look into the Sovin European Sleep System. The Sovin bed is simply a better bed made with certified organic cotton and wool covers and 100% natural latex cushioning. Never polyurethane or memory foam. More comfortable, too, custom-tailored for greater individualized comfort based on your size, weight, and primary sleeping positions. Superior comfort and durability with made-in-America prices. Sovin European Sleep Systems in Dallas and Southlake. Learn more at SOVN.com.
660 AM, The Answer.
We return to Ladies Can We Talk with host Debbie Georgiadis on 660 AM, The Answer.
Hey there, welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk. You know, in this final segment of the first hour, I quite often do, I call it a cruise through the news. And, you know, there are always many more stories and many more things happening in America every week than I can possibly fit into a two-hour show. And so my biggest battle, in fact, my battle at my desk today at home before I got here was which stories to toss and put off to another week. And, you know, it ends up that the pile of I can't get to is bigger than the pile I can get to. But I do want to run through these real quick things at the end of this first hour. One is that last week in the show, we featured a video about by a gentleman who lives in Minnesota who is of a Swedish extraction, and he was discussing what is happening in the country of Sweden now that there has been a massive influx of Islamic immigrants, not really just because of the refugee situation, although that has exacerbated it, but over the last 14 years or so, many Muslims from various countries in the world have moved into Sweden. And it's reached a tipping point in Sweden where they're having extreme challenges in their society. Well, last week, to get clear on where they are in Sweden, for the last 14 years, 41% of the immigrants into Sweden are Muslim. Now, that's interesting because Sweden is a, you know, if anything, a Christian country. It's a, you know, it's a largely Caucasian and Christian culture. And so in the last 14 years, over the last 14 years, the average percentage of people coming to the country as immigrants who are Muslim is 41%. So the population, the Muslim population, obviously within the overall country of Sweden is now up to 6%. It's a much bigger segment of society there that used to be. And Sweden is experiencing the kind of problems that we've been hearing about in countries in Western Europe and other places, Western Europe and England. When the Islamic population reaches a certain percentage, many people, many countries have experienced a problem that the Islamic immigration involves people who do not wish to assimilate to the country they are moving to. They wish to bring Islamic law, customs, and practices and try to change their host country. And that's exactly what's happening in Sweden. Swedish police have reported that there are now large areas in cities in Sweden where they cannot enter because they are told by the Muslim majority population that Islamic law is in place there. Sharia is there, and so police are not welcome. This is when you hear people in our country discussing whether we should have any curbing of Islamic immigration to America. It's not as the left would like to paint. It's not just irrational discrimination. It's not mean-spiritedness. It's not Islamophobia. It is an informed concern based on watching what's happening in countries around the world. And it is an insistence that in America, we can insist upon and celebrate and require people coming to America to embrace the American identity. Doesn't mean you have to surrender your religion or your background or your nationality. It does mean that we need to understand our American identity includes a rule of law that applies to all. It includes many cultural elements formed by the ideas that founded America. But I want want to make that correction. I gave a wrong statistic last week about Sweden, but it is of the people coming here there over the last 14 years, 41% are Muslim. The other two things I want to hit on really quickly in this remaining few minutes I have in this segment, you know, 10 years ago, almost exactly, in fact, it was on January 25th of 2006, the inventor of the global warming hoax, Al Gore, gave a speech in Sundance Film Festival in which he actually said, "We are at the point unless drastic measures to reduce greenhouse gases are taken within the next 10 years, the world will reach a point of no return." Al Gore said that. So we're almost at the point of no return. We're coming up on January 25th. And you know what? The world's just fine. We've had shows dedicated to the global climate change hoax and the data that doesn't that when actual measures are done, the data never goes along with the predictions by the climate changers, and so they just make up new data. It's time to recognize this isn't just a scientific debate. There is no debate among rational scientists. The man-made global climate change thing is not a problem, but the bigger point is it's a political debate about how much power we will give to the United Nations and the federal government, which they will happily take to deal with this entire global climate change hoax. But Al Gore's anniversary is coming up in 10 years. He'll be here soon. And I wish some reporter would have the nerve to ask him, what do you have to say now? None of these things that you predicted have happened. Okay, the last thing I want to hit in this cruise through the news tonight relates to a statement by Raul Castro, who is now, Fidel Castro's younger brother. He now is a ruler in Cuba. He's a president in Cuba. And he made a speech this past week essentially telling Cubans that they're headed for a tough year economically and told them they have to batten down, they have to cut back, they have to save their resources. All of this, explains Raul Castro, is because, and he's celebrating in this speech, communism and the great socialist revolution and socialism as an economic institution. He's celebrating it while telling them it's been such a miserable failure that you're all going to be poor. And I want to point this out because we have a presidential candidate, Bernie Sanders, who's trying to sell voters exactly the system that's making people in Cuba suffer. Folks, we have to say these kind of things. It's a miserable system, and we're not going to have it in America. This is Debbie Georgiadis, and Ladies, Can We Talk? Come back after our break for an interview with Brian Slayton. And the second hour, we also have leading ladies here, Mari Sullivan, Drinda Randall. Come back after our break. This is Debbie Georgiadis, and Ladies, Can We Talk? Have you noticed the new music on my show? I'm so excited about it, I can hardly stand it. The singer in the music, the bumper music for my show, is named Krista Branch, K-R-I-S-T-A, and the word branch. And her website is KristaBranch.com. And the reason I'm telling you this is that her music so captures the spirit of America, so captures the message of this radio show that I really want to support her. So she's not paying for this ad. I'm just telling you that if you want to have fabulous, patriotic, inspiring, upbeat music at any event at your home, buy the music that Krista Branch records. Go to KristaBranch.com and you can order her music. I'll tell you my three favorites: I Am America, Remember Who We Are, and Can You Hear Us Now? Fabulous words, fabulous music. This is music that will lift everyone up and make you so happy to be American.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows,